United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Hard to believe, but it's Thursday, baby. Just one more day to the promised land, a Friday, and then a noon game on Sunday. And
boy,
I
oh wait. Boy, you talk about the promised land. I'm not sure what more of the promised land is, the Friday or the nooner.
Well, the nooner, it's like the 4th of July.
Happens once a year?
Yeah. No, it happens, and then when it's over, you're like, well, that's the weekend.
Yep, there it is.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said, she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Back to work. Either way. Glad to have you here on 96.5 The Fan. You can check us out on YouTube, Twitch, Twitter, Facebook. Have us on the live stream.
Yeah, make sure you put us on the live stream on YouTube and tell us that you're on the live stream on YouTube today. Let us know. Or we'll have to start, you know, calling out people.
No, blazing.
Yeah. Bob's trying to up his riz.
That's right.
On the YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
No, it is fun. You know, you get pictures from people like Maloney does it. He has us on in every single bedroom of his house.
That's right.
Bathroom, living room, bedroom, kitchen. You can do that.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I know people that put it on their TVs in their office at work. And I'm like, all right, that's kind of cool. It's like watching what you'd watch on FS1.
Well, it would be like us. Yeah, we watch the NFL Network or ESPN or whatever, or AI ESPN or whatever we're calling it these days on... You know, over 50% of the articles you're reading online are now AI, just so you know. That came out yesterday. Sad. Exactly. That's why the AI ESPN power rankings are AI. But anyway, put us on TV, watch us this morning, and have some fun.
Yeah, I love it. It is interesting because somebody will be like, yeah, like you guys don't realize that your facial reactions. And I'm like, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like when you said what? Last week, we talked about the...
that was great, yes.
Because you can see, like, he's reading, like, something on his laptop. Awesome. And then he's like, I'm like, I don't know what I just said. What?
Talking about pull-out game. Bob's like, whoa, what?
It was like a time release gummy that hit him. What?
What?
What the hell was that?
I mean,
it was perfect.
I think we have it definitely saved in the system. Just, like, it stops, right there.
Yep, yeah, we do.
It's something, man. Yeah, my mouse is...
No, you're good. Oh, that mouse is... Jeez.
Yeah, here it is. I think it's what you said, the pullout game. I mean, they don't... Never, I don't know what I'm saying right there.
What?
I'm sorry.
It's so good.
What is he saying? No, but big game, Nooner, on Sunday. Woo. Can't wait. We'll all be there. My seats are hilarious. But hey... I'm going with a group of guys. We are 50-yard line, last row up.
The upper deck.
That's right.
Love it.
Right above me is the press box.
Okay. Oh, so okay. All right. Oh.
My back will literally be against cement.
Yeah. Well, hey, at least if it rains, you're undercover.
Dude, I'm happy about it.
You're good. You can chart plays up there. That's the all-22. There's some guy right now who pays for the all-22 that is effing jealous you're going to be up at the top row. Seeing the all, you can see the play develop up there.
You're probably next to the PFF graders.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, the PFF graders and you sitting in those same seats up there. You and Jordan Love's mom going to hang out up there?
Hell yeah. I'd kick it with Miss Love.
You and Bob Uecker and the Uecker seats up there in the top of Arrowhead Stadium.
I would take her last name.
Love?
Yeah.
Dusty Love. Dusty,
right?
It's a great last name. Awesome. Yeah, Dusty Love is actually a pretty good name. I like that.
Then you could put the Love Burger on the landing menu.
Would you do the hyphenated name, though? The Dusty Likens Love?
I think I'd go Love Likens.
Love Likens? Dusty Love Likens?
Love Likens is good.
DLL Stinky.
Well, she would be Dusty. She would be Love Likens, yeah. Jordan Love Likens, yeah.
Love Likens
Island. BBL Stinky. Yeah.
I don't know why they say my BBL stink.
Yeah.
There's no open wound. Speaking of BBL Stinky, it's Raider Week, baby.
Experience going against Mahomes in the past in the Super Bowl just kind of helped heading into this game and for the team too.
Yeah, I mean, for me alone, just I ain't scared. You know, I know a lot of people look at him as you know for what he is. You know, you got won 3 Super Bowls or whatnot, and you know, obviously, but it's just good to have experience being able to play. And you know, I treat every game like a big game, but you know, going on the road and be able to go in their house when they got a good stadium, and you know, be able to do what we do. So I know I'm gonna be poised, and you know, I have my guys ready to play.
Situation where you're matched up with Kelce. What's that coverage like? What's that challenge like?
Devin White gonna win. That's all. Devin White gonna win when I'm against him.
Okay.
I love it. When they got a good stadium, does he know something that we don't know? Are they building a new stadium? And Devin White got the information on that because he said he's going to go in there when they have a good stadium. So I'm just curious about that. But not scared. I don't blame him. You shouldn't be scared. You're an NFL player. What are you scared of, right? It's a football game. It looked worse in writing than it does when you listen to it. Again, these quotes, you know, people put out there, it looks like it's oh my God, I can't believe he would say something like that. He faced Patrick Mahomes in February of 2020. 21 in the Super Bowl. That's a long time ago to bring up facing him in the Super Bowl. That's many years, many moons, many players, many teams ago for Patrick Mahomes and Devin White to get matched up. But if he thinks he's going to win against Travis Kelce, man, that's the one that kind of perked me up a little bit, because I don't know if you're going to win against Travis Kelce at home against the Raiders. I think this is one now that you have put up a little bit of bulletin board material for Travis Kelce more than anything. Like, if he didn't need anything else to get kind of motivated, I like the fact that Devin White's out there saying he thinks he's going to beat Travis Kelce and stop Travis Kelce. Let's go. Let's see what happens on Sunday, my man.
Devin White gonna win was the quote. Mm-hmm. So maybe I'll have that up in like the top of the Devin White says. Yeah. I guarantee you I'd be on television.
Yeah, you would. Oh, of course.
Devin White gonna win, and it'd be all the way up there. And then there's that one, what do you call it? The dream shake. That's what Travis Kelce's audio said when he hit that play against the Lions.
Shake.
It He's is. Like, yeah. You don't remember what Akeem Elijah won? The guy's like, no. Like, well, you go back and watch Akeem the Dream, man, the dream shake.
Yeah.
No, I'm excited because I don't necessarily know if like that's the bulletin board material. I think the bulletin board material is the fact that they've been doing this without Rashee Rice and he's back this week. And, you know, EGE, man, everybody going to eat. Mm-hmm. And I think that's kind of the material all they need is that number four is back in the building and practicing with the team and the vibes are good. And this is a division game, and you have a chance to go above 500.
And you have a chance to start, you know, separating yourself from the other losers of the NFL that are out there right now, too. Like, this is kind of that moving day weekend, right? You're sitting at 500. It's time to get above 500 and never look back and really take control of this thing, because they're playing like the best team right now in the NFL. They're playing like the best team clearly in the AFC. A lot of teams out there have a lot of warts on them right now, including the Chargers, including the Denver Broncos, both who right now are ahead of the Chiefs in the standings. And so you have an opportunity to get an AFC win, which you need at this point in time, because you look at the losses, you got 1-2 AFC losses already on the schedule. So you need to get an AFC win under your belt. You need to get an AFC West win under your belt, and you need to keep this thing moving in the right direction and continuing to show success from an offensive and a defensive perspective and continue to get better from where you are. I just think this is one of those games where the Chiefs are going to go out there and probably put their best foot forward that we haven't seen in many, many years from an offensive standpoint. Like, Devin White can talk all he wants about shutting down Travis Kelce, fine, take Travis Kelce away. We've got Rice, we've got Worthy, we've got Brown, we've got Juju Smith-Schuster, we've got all these other guys that can go out there and beat you now. Travis Kelce gets eliminated, great. You took away the best player on the field, arguably. The other guys out there will have that opportunity to beat you, though.
I feel like the Chiefs offense is like a very well orchestrated, like, NBA starting five. Right? And I think Mac, you and Bob can relate to this because you guys really love the Knicks and Celtics when they battle each other, but it's like, when you have a team where you have a shooter, a really good point guard general that can manage the floor, you have your small four that's just like your absolute athlete, you got your center, mm-hmm. and then you have like kind of like your rotational guy that can hit a three, hit the mid-range, do all that sort of stuff.
Role player, yeah. Yeah,
you have all mm-hmm. five of those yep. in this game. Mahomes obviously being the controlled point guard. And then you have three wide receivers in Brown, Rice, and Hollywood – or in Worthy that can all do something different, right? Like, I would say that, you know, your 3-point shooter would be like Xavier Worthy, right? He can get outside and make big can make points fast. You have Rashee Rice, who can do everything, like role player, mid range. You know, he's got the shot if he wants it. He just kind of can be anywhere. And then you have Travis Kelce, your center. Like, mm-hmm. you want to put him, you want to play zone, and he'll just go find a pocket, sit there, and he'll take 7 free yards. Okay. Well, if it's first down and he gets 7, now the playbook's wide open. Anybody can draw up any play for anybody out there. And I wonder if defenses look at the Chiefs like you would look at a starting five. Like, hey, we're just not going to let this guy have his 25-10. But if this guy beats us, then darn, right? Like, if Hollywood Brown has 2 touchdowns on 5 catches and 40 yards and beats us, I guess that's what happens, Detroit.
Yeah.
Or maybe in this game, it's like, okay, we'll see how healthy Rashee Rice is. All right, well, if you want that to happen, then that's going to open up so much more elsewhere. So it is interesting to see how many points on offense they have, not by a score standpoint, but like how many different options Mahomes can have and where he can kind of be like the Magic Johnson of Showtime, yeah, right? Like, he can just kind of sit back and be like, all right, today Kareem's going to be the guy. Today I'm going to be the guy. Or tomorrow Worthy's going to be the guy, no pun intended. And, you know, have that sort of option. and how good of a point guard is Patrick Mahomes going to be now that he has all these options?
Yeah, it's going to be outstanding. And I love that analogy because we don't know right now who's going to be the guy on Sunday afternoon, right? Like, you can go in with the best game plan. All right, here we feel like we can get Rashee Rice involved, and they will. And we'll get to this Jeremy Fowler question that was asked yesterday, which was unfreaking believable. I'm sitting there watching this Andy Reid press conference, right? And this guy asks about Jeremy Fowler, and Andy Reid's deadpan response may have been the best thing ever. Of course, they're going to get Rashee Rice involved early. At least that's what they want to do, but maybe that's not there. And so you get out there on Sunday afternoon, and maybe the Raiders got a defensive game plan where they're like, all right, we're taking out Rashee Rice today. Okay, well, Hollywood Brown's going to be the guy that's going to eat today. So I think it is more of a basketball analogy going into this game because you really don't know who is going to be the hot hand, how this defense is going to play. And when you have so many different options out there, it's great. It doesn't matter. If they want to take away Travis Kelce, fine. If they want to take away Xavier Worthy, fine. There's other options out there. There's other dudes that you can get the ball to that can get it in the hoop, that can score the points. And that's the beauty that the Chiefs have right now. And who was it last week that said pray when we asked about what you're going to do? Was it Danan right this week when we said, how do you prepare? And he said pray. Yeah. And that's kind of where you are. When you have all of those options out there and you're that defense, you just don't know what to take away because no matter what you take away, they have an answer for what you stole from them.
No doubt. Coming up a little bit later, we'll talk to Ben Maller at about an hour from now. Plus, I kind of can't wait until tomorrow to talk Alabama-Tennessee. I saw that scroll down in the bottom. I was like, what's Matt going to do for this game? We dive in more to what is a cancellation of another thing in the NFL. Last year was Aaron Rodgers. This year, we're not the only ones getting rid of something that's been around for quite some time. 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
This is Fesco and Dusty, brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. Your home for K-State Athletics. 96.5 The Fan.
Back in it on a Thursday here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. Nate Taylor today, Ben Maller today, and then it's Friday, baby, and no turning back now. Let's see what the Chiefs get graded this week, as if it matters. A lot of people coming after Pro Football Focus. Most recently, J.J. Watt on Pat McAfee's show.
I'm getting hot.
Oh, I like
keep going.
Okay.
Keep going,
hey, that's how you summon some change. Exactly. You know, you got to get passionate.
Personal stories of Uber drivers telling NFL passengers that they break down film for PFF and that they watch the TV copy only and put a grade out after the game.
That Uber driver's
true. You can't watch film on the TV copy and create a grade. You can't break down a person's grade and know what they're supposed to do if you don't know their exact assignment. Like D-Butt just said, I know defensive line play unbelievably well. I could not go and grade a game for a player and give him a definitive grade without speaking to him, his coach, the scheme, everything. It's just a fact. PFF has a ton of great stuff. Player grading sucks. Stop putting it out.
He's absolutely right. I've been telling people this for years, and I was looked at as the idiot on the island. And now everybody's coming around and going, oh, yeah, you were right, loudmouth, years ago with semi-pro football out of focus. Spoof. That's exactly what that is. That's the acronym. Semi-pro football out of focus is spoof. It is a lie.
Spoofy season.
Spagnuolo really is the guy who really finally brought this to light a couple of weeks ago.
What grades are you using? That's what everybody uses. The only thing, you know, Chris Collinsworth, I think he's a good dude and he's involved in that company. I don't know how you put a grade on somebody when you don't know actually what their assignment was or what they were being told. So, I don't know. It's like, from our standpoint, I thought Chris in this particular game had a real big effect on the game. They obviously found ways to double him, whether it was two linemen, the running back at times was chipping inside, which you don't see a lot, because that was the Chris Jones effect. A number of times that he didn't get there, but I think he forced the quick throw or step up. So, you know, from my standpoint, I don't remember what Chris's actual grade was, but I know that at the end of the game, I thought the guys up front, Chris included, had a big effect on the way things went.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll take a coach's word for it over the Uber driver who's grading the TV game, right? Like, that right there is enough that you need to know we've got to stop listening to this. I was talking to my friend Paul a couple of days ago. He goes, the nerds ruin everything. They're ruining sports. They're ruining AI. All of this kind of stuff. They have. Nerds have ruined baseball. All of these analytic dorks that
ruined
sit around.
AI?
Yeah, well, ruining the world, I guess, with AI.
Yes.
Ruining the world with – I phrased that wrong. Sorry. The world with AI. Yeah, but the nerds and the dorks and the dweebs that are up there in these front offices in baseball justifying their jobs by coming up with stats or this semi-pro football out of focus, grading people when you don't know what the test was about. It's like it's all crap, and it all muddies the water, and it all has an impact on, I think, some fans, and they believe this stuff is gospel because Chris Collinsworth started a company and started it, and he's the name on this company, and he put it out there, and everybody's like, well, it must be true, and there must be hiring all these scientific experts to grade this stuff and whatnot, and they're not. They're hiring whoever, the Uber driver, which is a great story, grading it off the TV. Like, I can't believe people have looked at this semi-pro football out of focus all these years and thought this was legit information. It's not. It has a good name. They capitalized on that. But it's a fraud. It's a joke. It's nothing, anything different than the three of us sitting around making up grades and coming up with stuff like that. And then you've got these dorks in baseball that are sitting around ruining the game with all of their analytic overdoing it and justifying of jobs in every baseball organization out there right now. Let's get back to the eye test. Let's get back to what's on the field. There's some room for some of this stuff, but I don't need people grading players and telling me what players were doing when they don't know what the assignment was.
Yeah, like, I don't know. You look at the audio we listened to the audio before was J.J. Watt, who is, I think, credible, right? Yeah. I think we could sit there and be like, oh, you guys are just letting these two guys give you an opinion. Okay, well, let's break it down. J.J. Watt, I don't know, probably top five defensive end we've seen in the last 25 years.
Hall of Famer with, like, he could go in yesterday and nobody would have cared that he didn't wait his 5 years type of guy.
That's not a hyperbolic take, is it?
No.
J.J. Watt, right? He won Defensive Player of the Year when Justin Houston had arguably the best season in Kansas City, like, linebacker edge rusher history.
Yeah.
20 and a half sacks or something like that. J.J. Watt. Oh, well, he had 22 and a half sacks, plus he had six touchdowns or whatever the hell it was.
Yeah.
And the other one is Steve Spagnuolo. Right?
Greatest defensive coordinator of all time.
I arrest my case. No further questions, Your Honor. Like, I mean, that's
I love it.
That's where I'm at. So, like, it'd be one thing if it was, like, McAfee and Dan Orlovsky. No discredit to either one of them. But again, one was a punter, and the other one was a quarterback that ran in the end zone.
Right.
Like, that's where that would be at. And I like both those guys. I really do. I think sometimes Dan's takes are a little bit too analytical, and he's thinking too much.
Mm-hmm.
And I think McAfee's great for what he does and for this industry that is entertainment and sports all in the same nutshell. But this is J.J. Watt and Steve Spagnuolo that are telling you, like, yeah, it's cool that Chris started all this stuff, but they don't really do all of what they're saying they're doing.
Right.
They're giving you a grade based on, did he hit the quarterback? Did he sack quarterback? Not, was he double teamed and chipped by a running back? Like, those are things that when you hear that, you're like, oh yeah, I didn't think about that.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Maybe we're a little too harsh on Chris Jones, because yet he's still getting 83% pressure rate and he's double teamed, triple teamed, yep, and getting chipped by a running back more often than not, which, mm-hmm, as Spag says, that's the Chris effect.
Right.
And then you have J.J. Watt telling you that there's no possible way a guy who is a Hall of Fame, Pro Bowl, All-Pro, one of the best to ever do it in the game of football, and tell you there is no possible way that you could purposely, honestly grade someone's entire game effort and give it a score.
Right, by watching the TV broadcast, right, he said, too. And especially, like, the one thing that really has opened my eyes to this, and I always thought it was a bunch of fraudulent nonsense anyway, but I'm not as eloquent as Steve Spagnuolo when he said, you don't have the questions to the test and you're grading it. How do you know what the answers are going to be? And once I heard that from Steve Spagnuolo, I knew I was right all along in my analysis of semi-pro football out of focus, spoof, as we call it. And I remember, you know, initially having these feelings and being ostracized by a lot of people. How could you not do this? This is, everybody's looking at this. No, I was right years ago about semi-pro football out of focus, and Steve Spagnuolo putting it in those kind of terms really was like the way I've been trying to do it for years. How do we explain that this is kind of fraudulent, right? And Steve Spagnuolo's like, you don't know what the assignment is. You can't grade the outcome if you don't know what that person was supposed to do on that play. And then I was like,
That's how you tell everybody this is just a bunch of hot garbage. And it's entertainment. It's no different than Miss Cleo.
It's
really
fodder.
It is. It is. It can be. Maybe it is. But it's no different than watching Miss Cleo on TV, to bring back what we talked about yesterday. It's a psychic. It's made up. It's fake. It's fun to look at.
He had a very average game. 75.
Yeah. That's exactly right.
He missed a couple of holes as a running back. I don't know why she's a leprechaun.
But that's the way Miss Cleo talked. You know that. That's the way she was, yeah.
She was in Jamaica. I don't know if she was like chasing marshmallows in a bowl of cereal. Yeah.
No, but
he doesn't like me Lucky Charms. He likes me Fruity Pebbles.
Yeah.
67.
But for, like, they always put on like certain things, like for entertainment purposes only, you know, as their disclaimer. Mm. That's what semi-pro football out of focus should be. For entertainment purposes only. None of this is real. It's all made up. We've all just created it by ourselves. We're like, if you looked at a game and I looked at the game, I guarantee you they would be absolutely different grades too. So it's very subjective and all of that kind of stuff. And for whatever reason, it came into the NFL, and I think because Chris Collinsworth was behind it, and on Sunday Night Football, everybody just assumed this was the way that everybody was doing it now. And it's not. Oh, it's not even close to the way everybody was doing it.
Mahomes, though, he's graded so well.
Yeah. I can see Mahomes is good. I don't need a grade for Patrick Mahomes.
Stop it. Stop it. And yeah, not again.
And honestly, Chris should look at his PFF grading system because he loves Mahomes. Mahomes is 13th.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, look at your grades, Chris.
Well, you know, the reason we put him at 13, Mike, is because Travis is best friend. Stop it. We've heard it. Stop it. Taylor Swift, your favorite number is 13, right? I named my son Jack. That's like 13 syllables. Stop it.
That's funny. I love Patrick Mahomes. You have him graded 13th. Well, yeah, exactly.
Well,
exactly.
Reasons here, you know, he cut his hair. That's a couple grades off. Yeah. He's not the same killer. Stop it. Yeah.
If you're not going to believe Hall of Fame coaches or players, just look it for yourself. Kenneth Walker had 10 carries for 34 yards and a catch for 3. Bijan Robinson, 19 carries for 176 for 68 on the catches. Walker had a higher PFF grade.
Oh, come on now. Based on what?
Because Bijan sounds a lot like Dijon. It's a little too spicy for my sandwich.
Yeah.
Right, Mike?
Like, come on, dude.
I like a yellow mustard. It's zero calories. Dijon mustard is a little too hot, and it's brown. What is it? Yeah. Stop it with the Bijan mustard. No one's asking.
Oh, God.
Kenny Walker seems nice.
That's great. That is fantastic right there. Kenny Walker had a higher PFF grade than. See, exactly. Why are we doing this? Why did anybody think that this was something that was real and something that mattered and something that was truthful? Because I think for about, I don't know, let's say a decade or so, maybe a little bit less than a decade, there have been so many fans and people that have gotten caught up in these PFF grades and have let that determine how they view and how they watch a football game. And it shouldn't. It should not have any impact on literally anything. If you want to come, I can come up with the Fesco scale and start grading people.
Yes.
It's no different than the Chris Collinsworth scale of fake grades and making things up and creating things. And honestly, I guarantee you the PFF ratings have had impact on players as well. You know, people say your PFF 100%. Score sucks and all this kind of stuff. Like, you know, people rip players with gambling and stuff like that. I'm sure people are saying your PFF score sucks and people are talking about that and people talk about that inside the locker room. Like, that's just another voice and another piece of noise and another piece of mental anguish, quite honestly, that these players don't need. Because if they feel like they had a good game and they walk in there and somebody goes, your PFF score was low. Wait, what did I do wrong? And now the subconscious is they've got to believe that because people are using that like it's common practice. And it's not. It's a made up situation. It's a made up grade. It's a made up scenario by some Uber driver in his mom's basement.
That's insane. I like FFS.
Let's do it.
Fesco's football scores.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, there we go. That's it.
FSS.
FFS.
FFS. Yeah. Yeah. You won today. You get 100. You know.
Yeah. Yes. Lost zero.
Zero. 100%. You win, you get 100. You lose, you get a zero. That's why we're here, folks. Win the game, lose the game. Score more points or not. Yes. It's either you win or you don't.
PFF, more like PISS. Am I right?
BBL, stinky.
Here's our piss scoring.
Yeah.
That streams a little to the left. He must have been up all night on a bender. 89. Here's a guy who drank water all day, ate his vitamins. Hey, he's a weakling. 64.
Yeah.
Mahomes, last week, 22 of 30, 257, 3 passing touchdowns.
He had 10 rushes for 32 yards and a rushing touchdown. He had one fumble, didn't lose it. He had a QBR of 132.2. He got a 72.
Awesome,
right?
It's perfect.
Right, so stay with me.
You got a C minus.
So stay with me. Stay with me. Okay. So here's another stat line from another quarterback that played this past week.
All right.
His stat line was 15 of 26, 180 yards, two touchdowns, two interceptions, sacked four times, rushed six times for 42 yards. His rating was a 72.6. His PFF score was a 71.
No, the same as Patrick Mahomes.
That is Josh Allen.
Josh Allen.
That's right.
That was Josh Allen. He got this and lost and had turnovers and stunk. And Patrick Mahomes was brilliant on Sunday night. If anybody watched the game, I mean, maybe semi-pro football out of focus doesn't watch the games. Yeah, it looks like they don't watch the game. That's incredible right there. Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen graded out at the same score on semi-pro football out of focus. You wonder why this thing is a clown show.
Somebody says from the text line, Geno Smith has a higher PFF grade than Mahomes.
Ooh, yikes.
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh. Look, yikes. I mean, his name's Geno. I mean, I like him so much when I play the game. Uno, I just shout out Geno. I got one card left, Geno.
Maybe he thought it was Alex Smith, what, not Geno Smith, you know? Exactly, I mean, there's got to be something there. But see, this is what we've been talking about. This is why
you get those two confused.
Well, but one plays, one doesn't, right? I mean, you've got a situation where you're looking at, you know, made up stuff, and it's become way too common place in the NFL. And I'm glad Steve Spagnuolo started this campaign. I'm really glad that, you know, J.J. Watt followed up with it as well, and basically letting people know that this is a fraud. This is a joke. This is a clown show. And nobody should be paying attention to the PFF grades.
Oh, by the way, we played yesterday, Chris Long as well.
Get Mahomes quarterback 13 of 32 off my television screen. We're talking about legislation, what our kids shouldn't see at school, what they shouldn't be learning about. Like, should we have political ads on television? I want the PFF scores off the TV as bad as I want political ads off the television, because, like, God forbid there's somebody watching the game who doesn't know who Patrick Mahomes is.
Right.
They're going to be badly misguided, brother. 13th best quarterback in the league? I mean, if I was not Nandi, and maybe he earned it this year, but I would sue. I'd be in Chris Collinsworth's backyard, dude. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'd be at the window.
It's like that guy that left me a voicemail. That's Chris Long.
Yeah. But, I mean, again,
this
another
message
one.
Brought to you by
Chris BSS. Long. Yeah.
I mean, I'm BSS and I approve this message.
It's unbelievable, though. Like, you got Chris Long this week. You've got, you know, J.J. Watt this week. You had Steve Spagnuolo a couple of weeks ago. People are over it. And I think that's good. I think we're going to see a groundswell of support to ban the nerds from sports. All the sports, fire the nerds. Get rid of them all. They're ruining the game.
Something that's going to ruin a lot of people's game this weekend is the Chiefs wide receiver core. Oh, yeah. And I think the biggest attribute that this, hello. You all right there?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay.
Yeah, a little fired up.
Your radio grade now is going to go to 68. that's a rookie move. Let your face hit the microphone.
Hit the
there.
Headphone on the microphone. 68.
Bob had a really good take, 10,000 views. 61. but no, I think when you look at this wide receiver core, they are all talented in their own way. But I think the one way they all share the same talent is that there's no true ego that stands out above any of the others. Are they egos or are there egos? Absolutely.
You got to have,
you have to when you play that position, because you got a cornerback barking your face all day long. You got people trying to take your head off. You play for a team that everybody hates, including, national media players. They don't like you. So you got to have a little bit of an ego when you come to this Kansas City roster, especially at wide receiver, where you have the 13th best quarterback in the league throwing you the ball. And I love it because you look at what the saying is, EGE. By the way, that shirt is available for you if you want to get it. 96.5 The Fan's going to get those out. Follow us on Instagram to see where you can get those t-shirts at. And I think the thing that's crazy about the EGE, the acronym of Everybody's Going to Eat, is the fact that it's true to their words, right? Like, I really don't think Xavier Worthy would ever get flustered or upset if in the next 2 weeks, Rashee Rice has 8 catches in both games, 120 yards and 2 total touchdowns in the next 2 weeks, both games, right? Just goes off. Mm-hmm. And Xavier Worthy has 4 for 55 and, you know, 2 jet sweeps for 31 yards. This team literally is unified as a vibe in that receiver room. And it's anchored by, again, we'll talk to Mitch about this on Friday, the door hinge and Juju Smith-Schuster, right? Juju can be a dog, or Juju can be like your hype man. And you got Hollywood Brown, who's like, I'm just happy to be here, man. Like, I know what this is. This is a short-lived run with a very good team that's going to boost my morale and my career if I ever go anywhere else. You look at Xavier Worthy. I'm happy to be drafted by this team, right? Buffalo traded up. There's a little bit of fire for me. Now I'm balling for the Kansas City Chiefs. And then there's Rashee Rice, who has a public perception of people don't like me because of what I've done, but I've also gotten myself better. Like, if you really want to know my Richard the Week early, it's Ryan Leaf. But if you missed that yesterday, wow.
Did he go off on Rashee Rice or something?
The one guy that can't talk about Rashee Rice went off about Rashee Rice. Oh, it's wild. Oh,
okay.
Yeah, look up Ryan Leaf on Twitter. And so I think that's the best part about this unit, right? Because what does Philadelphia worry about? Is A.J. Brown going to get the ball?
That's right.
Not is Goddard, is Brown, is Devontae Smith. Are they going to get all back on the same page? It's, well, we got to make sure that A.J. Brown gets his, right? But you don't see that in Kansas City. And I think that's probably one of the best qualities this wide receiver unit has, is the vibe as a whole, that they are EGE together and they are this team that's like, we don't care who's the guy because you don't know who it's going to be, and that's more fun for us.
Well, and it's awesome that way, that you have the ability to have players to do that. And that starts with Andy Reid, right? You know, the EGE, everybody going to eat. That starts with Andy Reid, and that starts with Patrick Mahomes as well. Both of those guys as the leader, making sure that these guys know, hey, this is not about individuals. It is about the team as a whole. And when the team as a whole does good, everybody does good. Look at how many people on this team right now have benefited from the successes of the organization, right? Even the trainer now is in commercials, right? We got Julie in commercials right now. Megan too, yeah. He does sports. I love that drop, by the way. We got to find that. She's even in commercials now. That's how big this thing has gotten here. And it's gotten here because of team success, not individual successes. And if you're willing to put your individual records aside and don't worry about that kind of stuff, you're going to be part of a winner. You're going to make money. You can stay here forever. You can be in commercials. You can do all this kind of stuff and have the ability to kind of cash in because you bought into this team mentality. It's no secret with Tyreek Hill. He wanted money. He was no longer buying into the team mentality. They got rid of him. They don't have anybody on this team that is a me guy. And if you become a me guy, well, they send you away. You see it happen, you know, quite frankly, a lot. We saw it with the defensive back, Marcus Peters, back in the day, right? Me. Look at me. All right, you're out of here. You're not focused on the team. It's all about moving this team forward, and it's unbelievable that these guys buy in, but they buy in because they do see the success. You know, it's like what came first, the chicken or the egg? Well, the rules came first because Andy Reid came in and said, this is the way it's going to be. It's going to be about the team. It's not going to be about me, and it's not going to be about the individual. If you're all about you and the individual, get the F out of here. We don't have room for you here in Kansas City. You're buying into the team concept, and that's what we want. And all these guys have bought into the team concept. It's unbelievable that that's leadership. That's the veteran leadership of not only Mahomes, but Andy Reid and his presence on this organization.
Jeremy Fowler asked Andy Reid about what we can expect from Rashee Rice.
Coach, Jeremy Fowler reported earlier that there's not going to be any plans for ramping up Rashee Rice. You're going to give him as much as you possibly can. Can you confirm anything about that, or is there some sort of plan for getting him steadily back into the offense?
Well, he's going to play. I mean, how many snaps he gets, ask Jeremy, he'll tell you.
Spicy Andy, baby.
Andy was spicy yesterday, guys. He really was. Like, that was a spicy, spicy press conference yesterday.
Ask Jeremy,
he'll tell you. Like, do you really need to ask Andy Reid? Like, when has Andy Reid ever eased anybody back into the situation, right? Remember that song, ease on down the road, right? Mac doesn't remember that song, I'm sure, but it's a great song.
I just acted like I did.
You did? It was from The Wiz back in the day.
I didn't see the Michael Jackson version.
The Michael Jackson, yeah.
So about that song?
Did you know that song?
Yeah,
you do?
Course.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
Yeah.
All right. Okay,
is that
cool.
From The Wiz? I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was from The Wiz, right? Okay. Nobody beats The Wiz. So it was ease on down the road, right? They're not easing anybody into this offense. They never have. You're back. You're ready to go. You're full go.
Yep.
There's never been. And so Jeremy Fowler has that report. They're not going to ease him back in. Yeah, we know that. But whoever asked that question, man, that's unbelievable. Jeremy Fowler said, and Andy Reid's going, who the hell is Jeremy Fowler, and why do I care what he has to say about how I'm going to use Rashee Rice? So if you want to know, yeah, Jeremy knows. You just ask him.
Yeah, ask Jeremy. He's got it.
Andy, that's I love great. It.
Kansas City once had a team called The Wiz.
That's right.
That was the Wizard. It was the Wiz, then the Wizards, and now Sporting. And they had to change it because of the store, the Wiz. I think there was a little bit of a lawsuit infringement there. Oh. And then the Wiz went out of business like weeks later. And then the Wizards, you know.
You can give somebody else the rest of the week off, even though it's only Thursday. A.J. Brown is reading a new book on the sideline, One Man Dynasty, written by Gary Myers.
That's good. I like that.
Coming up on the other side, we've got to read some new rules because Dan Campbell is getting two different sides. And now the Chiefs are corrupt, according to the rest of the world. Here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Isaiah Pacheco, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Back in on a spicy Thursday. Send me in your dinner plans tonight, everybody, because I don't know what I'm doing and I need ideas because it's still August outside.
Yes, it is. You can go to Hy-Vee, get your steak, $12. I mean, that's a way to do that. Steak night at Hy-Vee. I mean, that if you're looking for dinner, why think any further? Just go get your steak at Hy-Vee tonight. Do your steak night. Have some fun. Forget about
it. And if you have any questions or you're feeling down, don't worry because there's a helpful smile on every eye.
There really is. Absolutely. So, yeah, that's your plan tonight. Go get a steak.
Their new tagline is the quickest place between point A and B is a smile. Get serious.
Is that their new tagline?
100%.
Okay.
I thought it was a straight line, but it's a smile.
Smile, yeah.
No, I just kind of want to know what's going on tonight. Are you guys, you're doing steak?
I don't know what we're going to do tonight. Okay. There's the football game tonight because, you know, it's conference season. So
should we eat soup and grilled cheese because the quarterbacks are only eating soups and grilled cheese these days?
No, I do not do soup or grilled cheese, so I'm out on that.
Ever?
Tomato soup I'm out on. It should be soup season. It's October 16th. We're already halfway through October, and we have not even arrived at soup season yet, and we will here in a couple of weeks, because I was looking at the extended forecast the other day. There are literally 3 weeks of fall, and I told Dusty, I goes, no, you're right, like November 15th it's gonna be like 37. I'm like, yep, November 10th it turns to 40 some degrees.
Jeez.
And it's like 70s 40s. We get fall for 3 weeks. It begins next Monday and ends on like the 9th day of November, so enjoy fall.
I need to know if this 816 number is messing with me. He says apparently Hamburger Helper sales are on the rise. Okay. You know, not going to lie, big Hamburger Helper's fan over here. Italian shells, the lasagna, double cheeseburger mac. Because, you know, you can go get good meat at the meat aisle.
You can.
And kind of elevate your Hamburger Helper.
Elevate the helper. Yeah.
Add a little pepper jack cheese, a little parsley. And someone's like, oh, you made fresh pasta?
Yeah, I did. Yep.
Hamburger partner.
A little help with that glove with a smiley face
on it.
Yeah.
That's the knockoff, right?
Hamburger Helper.
Hamburger partner. They didn't even try.
No, it's not.
100%.
No, wait, that's the knockoff brand?
Search, yeah.
Hamburger Partner?
Yeah,
you've got to be kidding me.
That's great.
No, I'm dead serious. Yeah.
I love that.
Hamburger Partner.
That's funny. No. So are you a generic? Because Josh was always the generic everything.
Hamburger
right?
Helper's like a 99-cent box.
Yeah,
I'll just
that's
take
right.
The
you'll just take the original at that point, yeah. Right? Yeah, I'm kind of with you. There's certain things you don't generic, right? Like generic soda.
Yeah.
If you're going to soda.
I'm getting Dr. Pepper. I'm not getting Dr. Thunder.
Yeah, or Dr. Topper or 32 flavors.
I'm getting Mountain Dew, not Mountain Don't.
Yeah, hee-haw. I think they call it like yellow hee-haw or something like that.
I couldn't tell you the last time I had a Mountain Dew.
I couldn't either. I mean, honest to God, I couldn't tell you the last time I had a real soda.
Was Binkley here last night?
Hey, look in the garbage can, you'll know right away.
Oh, there's a Powerade and Baked Lays, so Jerry and Selma was here. Hello, America.
It was our guy Logan Weber last night.
Yeah, that's right. Logie.
You look at the trash can, you see healthy chips. Binkley was not here last night. No chance.
Here, there's a Mountain Dew bottle, and it looks like you changed your oil in it.
Yeah.
Juice all over the place, just man. Somebody who reminds me of Jay Binkley, Dan Campbell.
Yes.
I want to ask you one, and I want to go back to it. I don't want to harp on, just like we had talked about earlier, but when we asked you, you know, did that call come from New York about overturning the Goff touchdown, are you guys inquiring as to why you were told that, or inquiring as to what happened in that situation, why they went back a minute and a half later and threw the flag?
Yeah, we asked on all of that. We asked on all of it, and I can't tell you any of that.
But it was an official that told you it came from New York?
Yeah.
Okay. Hmm. Yeah, obviously it's raised a lot of questions and concerns from the fans. I know you guys probably have a lot of those too.
That didn't sound convincing by Dan, did it?
It also sounded like he was 5 seconds away from telling me to put the lotion in the basket. sound like Buffalo Bill.
He
from
did.
Silence
yeah,
of the
no,
Lambs.
He did. Like that was a weird interview. Like that didn't sound right. Who cares where the call came from? They got it right. Yeah. You know, we got Kadarius Toney lined up offsides. Nobody complained about that. There was another wide receiver, that guy that you like so much down in Jacksonville, who
Brian
was number
Thomas
two
Jr.
overall. From
Travis,
Colorado.
Travis Hunter. Yeah, yeah
Travis
I love
Hunter.
Him.
He was lined up offsides. Nobody complained about
nope.
that.
No one said a word.
That was an illegal play. The officials got that call correct. And we're losing our minds. And I say the we, the collective we, you know, the non-Chiefs fans, the anti-Chiefers of the world, are losing their minds over this Jared Goff call when it was the correct call. Had Patrick Mahomes done that, and they didn't make that call, and everybody was complaining about it, okay, they would have gotten that call wrong. They got the call right. Whether it came from New York or Mars, that call was made correct. And the referees, I thought, did a great job of huddling, talking, figuring it out, and making sure they got the play. I learned something in that game. I'd never seen anything like that yeah. before in that game or in an NFL game or anything like that mm-hmm. before. And they got they got the call right. So why are people so up in arms that the referees got the call right? Now we're criticizing referees when they do the right thing against the Kansas City Chiefs.
Well, you know what? Let's say Detroit's right. Fine. You've complained enough. You know, now it's 21-30. Nice. Now you lost 21-30. There you go.
Well, that would have changed the way the rest of the game probably.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, no, it could have. It absolutely
would
have changed.
7-0 instead of 3-0. I don't think it would have changed. I mean,
I think that was a big momentum swing, though, down there.
Fair.
10
play that.
Drive, 10 minutes off the clock, and the Chiefs held them to 3. That's where the game was won, in my opinion. I thought
it's the
right
first
away.
Quarter. It's not the fourth quarter. I would get that argument a little more. There was 40 more minutes
no,
of game left.
And you're not wrong, but certain plays do change the shape of a game early on. I mean, that was a big momentum swing because the crowd was kind of out of it at the beginning of the game, right?
A little
right?
quieter, yeah.
A little quiet.
Long drive. It's hard to
right.
stay loud.
And exactly. And even they mentioned it on TV. Wow, it's kind of quiet here at Arrowhead and whatnot.
Yeah, I noticed it too.
And they got that stop and they held them to 3, and that was kind of a sigh of relief. I think everybody had a sigh of relief at that point in time. And like, okay, this is a big win for us. They took all this time off the clock and got 3 points. Ooh, big deal. And then the Chiefs went down and scored and they got their 6 points on the board and Harry missed an extra point again. And then here we sit and we move forward. So I do think it's a momentum swing, but yes, you're absolutely right. You had 50 other minutes in that game to make up for that play that you made the mistake on. Again,
also, what's that say to your leadership of Dan Campbell? If you're going to let that play on your very first drive of a game where you're going to have at least what, 7 to 8 more offensive drives. Maybe that's too many to say. 6 to 7 more offensive drives in the game. You're going to let that one debunk your entire game?
And especially with an offense like they have too, like, Dusty, that can score from all over the field.
I would give the Chiefs more of an advantage when you lost Xavier Worthy on the third play of the game to start the season as to where you're like, ah, crap, that sucks, because that's your entire game plan.
Right.
That was a gimmicky play that you just clearly didn't know all the rules to because your quarterback wasn't set because he was on the line of scrimmage. Like, that was the rule. He was not set.
Right. He broke the law.
And here's what I dare Detroit to do. Go run that play against Tampa this week and see if they call it. And if they don't, then file your suit. But if you run the same play and let Jared Goff stay in motion before you snap the ball and they don't call it, then you have a gripe. If they do call it, then be like, okay, that's clearly a penalty. I mean, I know that's not how the NFL works. They'll just throw that play away or they'll tinker it to where Jared Goff is completely set. But either way, like, the way that I looked at it, the ruling on the field was the runner was not in motion, or the player was not setting still. He was still in motion when the snap was happening.
Right.
We've seen that happen to wide receivers in games where a wide receiver will run behind Mahomes and not get set, and they'll throw the flag, and it'll be a 40-yard gain, and it'll be like, the wide receiver was not set on the line of scrimmage, therefore it was an illegal motion. 5-yard penalty, offense, replays, first down. Like, that's happened before. I don't know why we're surprised by this.
And I think also, too, they probably knew that they were cheating on that play, but that was the only way to get that play off where they could actually have an effective run. Because if you pause for a second there, that gives that defense that split second where they can get out there or get set or see what's going on. When you do it that fast, you're keeping the defense off balance. And that's exactly what they were trying to do. It was obviously a trick play. But if you're going to run a trick play, you've got to run it within the rules of the game and not just do what you want to do and then blame the referees for calling your BS on that, right? It's like somebody who lies all the time gets called out by somebody finally, and they don't know what to do because they've been called out on that lie. Okay, you got me, right?
Right.
You got them. They did not set on purpose, because if they did, that would have slowed the momentum of that play when they were trying to catch the Chiefs asleep. So they were trying to cheat. They were trying to get away with it. They were trying to Belichick this thing up and break a rule,
but not really break it, bend a rule and see if they could get away with it, see if the officials were paying attention, and the officials were paying attention, and they caught them trying to cheat. They got caught with their hand in the cookie jar. It's their fault, nobody else's.
Yeah, and then they also don't know that Clark Hunt pays the officiating crew in the NFL.
That's right.
So at least we have that on our side.
Our guy Craig Carton thinks it's the biggest scandal like ever in the NFL.
Well, he scammed people out of tickets. How's his job at FS1 going? Yeah, they fired him after 3 months on Breakfast Ball.
Biggest scandal ever.
Biggest scandal ever. You went
bigger
to
than Spygate.
Yeah, you went to jail, dude, for scamming people out of ticket prices. I mean, Get bent. You lost your show in 3 months.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather.
It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Months. You and Stank. And they
kiss
kept,
my ass.
They kept Danny and Stank at FS1. They let you go.
The biggest scandal?
Bigger than Spygate and Deflategate,
Where they actually had cameras involved in a people's prey.
What's the scandal again that we're involved
Dan
in?
Dan Campbell confirms the Goff touchdown was overturned by replay assist from New York. They created a penalty and took 74 seconds to do it to help KC out. This is the biggest NFL scandal in 25 years and proves what I and many others have been saying about KC. No. They don't win on merit. They could because they are really good, but the NFL doesn't ask them to.
Well, they had 13 penalties the week before. They lost that game, and they called it. Again, people are losing their minds. They got the call correct.
Did you see the breaking news about Craig Carton? He just got hired at Pro Football Focus. On the other side, we will dive into Andy Reid and how he's been true to his word all season long. There are many examples, and this Sunday could be another one here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for the Kansas City Chiefs.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan. Fesco and Dusty is brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.